Good morning. We are continuing to study our Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We are in Masechta Taros. And we are up to the fourth parak, Mishnayos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Today we will close out the fourth parak. And our Mishnayos have been discussing a lot of the list that had appeared earlier concerning certain sveikos, certain doubts that we are make of, that we are lenient upon according to everybody. So the Mishnah begins, Safik HaChulen Zutaras Precious. When we're dealing with a Safik in Chulen, that's one of the ones that was listed. So we say that deals with the question of the Tara of Precious. What's the Tara of Precious? So the Gemara in Chagiga explains that normally speaking, we assume that the clothing of an Am Haaretz is considered a midrash for the members of the sect known as Prushim. The clothing of Prushim are considered a midrash. They convey a tuma to those who eat truma. So a person, what if a person is careful to always eat his food bitara, and he touches the clothing of an Am Haaretz, he's not sure exactly if he touched the clothing of an Am Haaretz or not. So since he's always that strict, we are lenient because of the doubt. If he knew for sure, it would be a problem. So that's the example of Safik Hachulin. Safik Shratzim. What's the next example in the Mishnah? Was what we call a Safik by Shratzim. Kishas Mitziasim. Let's say somebody's playing a game with weasels, right? And we're seeing who can toss the weasel further. And all of a sudden, I get there and I check and I toss the weasel. It lands among a bunch of loaves of bread, and I don't know if the weasel touched the bread or it didn't touch the bread. So if I find it and it's not touching the bread, we assume that what? That it's tohar. We always make the judgment based on what we see. Safik negayim. What if a person has a safik about being a mitzar or not? So batchila tohar. If it's at the outset, we assume that the previously known status was tar, and so therefore the status over here continues to be tar. Achelo niskak l'tumah. And that's until the kohen comes along and declares the person to have a tzaras. But misha niskak l'tumah, once the kohen is already declared to have the status of a mitzora, sveiko tami, the doubt in that situation is going to be determined to be tami. Safik nazirus mutar, and then we say if a person has a doubt about nazirus, he said he's going to be a nazir, or she said, because nazirus is something that can exist by women as well, right? They said that they are going to take on an ed nazirus if their room is filled with 200 loaves of bread, and then the room blows up. And we can't tell how many loaves of bread were in the room. So the person doesn't know, am I a nazir or not? So there we say it's a doubt, and the doubt is mutter. Safik b'choros, if you have a concern as to whether a b'chor is a b'chor, or whether there was a miscarriage beforehand, that would have been a peter rechem. Se'achad b'chori adam, whether we're dealing with a safik in pidyon aben, ve'achad b'chori behema, or whether we're dealing with a safik of pidyon behema, bein tamea, bein tahora, whether it's tame or tahor, we assume the doubt is going to be judged leniently. And why is that, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah? Shamotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. The one who wants to try to take it away, he has the burden of proof. Then the Mishnah continues, safik karbanos. We said one of the other levels of leniency is a safik in regard to karbanos. What's a safik of karbanos? You bring karbanos or you don't bring karbanos. So isha sheyesh ala safik chamish leidos for safik chamish zivos. What happens if you have a woman? It's possible that she gave birth to five babies. It's possible also that she had five cases of ziva, and she's just a never-ending zava. So mevia karban echad, she brings one karban chatas on a safik, and she's then already determined to be able to eat karbanos. This karban closes out her tara process, like a tefillah, right? And the tefillah, one tefillah counts, so one karban counts. Bein ashar aleachova, the chachamim don't require her to bring the rest of the karbanos because we don't know if she is obligated, if there were five births here. And so therefore, we judge this case leniently as well. With that, we close out the fourth parak, and we will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a fantastic day.